Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the three business owner essentials and I don't think they're what you think they are.
I'm curious. This is going to be good. This is one of those shows where we didn't talk about it. I wrote down three things. I'm like, what do I need to be? What do I need to be a strong business owner and have a thriving business?
If I was, let's say I'm a person who's done 25, or I'm a Land Academy member. I've bought and sold 25 properties. I've done everything myself.
Yep.
Accumulated a bunch of dough. A lot of people are in the situation in our group.
Yep.
And I'm about to take on a personal helper or assistant, and there's like posting things that I need to outsource stuff, and I'm just at that point where I realize it's successful. Maybe I'm thinking about quitting my job and I need to shove over some of these things, just test it out. What are the three things that you have to do? That's really what the show is about, this episode. Mm-hmm. As a business owner, to make sure that it's all successful in the first time around.
Exactly.
Before we get into the topic, let's take a question posted on by one of our members on the land. You know, I've said this sentence almost 1,000 times and I still can't say it right.
What is that? Why is that? You never follow the script. It's always different. You get tongue-tied. I don't understand. Do we need to change something?
If it was just like, if the whole show is just one word, that would be about my level. Like, thanks. That's the whole show. Let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
John asks, hi guys, how did you get from the purchase and sale of your first property to where you are now? I love it. Now, I'm going to say I personally answered this last Wednesday. I think it was my last, so it was my last, today's Tuesday. So it was my last Facebook Live show last week on Wednesday, my show number 12. So if you haven't watched it, actually it was one of the best ones by far of all that I've done. So what?
Can you pat yourself on the back?
I think I just did.
Oh, the last show I did is by far the best one.
Not so much.
And how I look today is by far the best I've ever looked.
That's a lot. Correct me if I'm wrong. That was the best show. It was the longest show because we had the best questions and it was like the most fun topic, I think. I was having a ball. All right. Anyway, if you've not checked it out, check out that show. I answered this question. So, Stephen, would you please enlighten us and share with us?
Oh, I'd like to see
your answer.
I don't remember your answer.
No, it's your turn. Well, then you didn't. You watched the show, I know, but it was a week ago.
I talk about this in our ebook, actually.
Yep.
I was.
That's one of the things I referenced.
Partner at KPMG in Pennsylvania, doing great financially, and I was just disgusted with my career. Disgusted with my life, smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day, just overweight, just because I hated my job. Fortunately, I didn't have a wife or kids at that time at all.
Well, so, I'm not sure you look spectacular.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, no, how I look now is the best I've ever looked.
By
ever.
Far. All right, I got the point. Thanks a lot. Totally picking up. Oh my gosh. That's good. Give me another one. How about this business?
So this is before Amazon, the online retailer. And it was just eBay, just became a place where you could buy stuff.
Like a little bit here.
You could buy a car. Yeah. You could buy, toothpaste. So that was a place where I bought stuff that would just get sent right to my house, and it was cheap. So one day I'm like, wow, what if you can buy real estate on here? And then that's how the whole thing started. I bought a piece of real estate from Pennsylvania in Arizona. It was an 80-acre property. I think I bought it for $8,000, so $100 an acre.
You were in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was very poorly presented. It was like, here's the APN, it's 80 acres. Here's a picture of the plat map, literally like a picture.
Yeah.
And
scanned.
So
it.
I bought it.
Yeah.
And I paid for it with a credit card, actually, and cleaned it all. It took 30 days because I didn't know what I was doing, anything about computers at all. Okay. That didn't have to do with Excel or accounting. and dressed it all up and sold it for like 18 grand.
Will you describe dress it all up?
I dressed it all up on the internet to present it accurately about where it was, a picture of the general area, and basically put together the framework that we still use. Here's the zoning. Here's the basically the climate. Here's it, what does it have access? Just the right basic real estate stuff that everybody needs to know about a piece of property,
right.
Piece of dirt. I didn't go nuts about it, but you know where utilities are or anything like that. Yeah, what the property taxes are.
Right.
Are the property taxes current? Basically, the basic due diligence.
All the questions that everyone would ask.
Right.
So yeah.
And puts together some maps and some pictures. And the first when I bought it, it didn't have any of that. You know, when I look back on that, that was ridiculous. Like, 8 grand is a lot of money. And sold it for 16 or 18. I think I doubled my money. And so, and I was shocked. The guy paid immediately. We deeded the whole, I deeded the property. And I look back on that too, and I don't know how I knew how to do that. Right. I just knew about real estate.
Yeah.
There was no YouTube to go check stuff.
Right.
Anyway. The thought that I had in my head immediately was, if I can sell one of these like this, you know, did I get lucky or can I just consistently do this? So I bought and sold a bunch more. And it was just from there, I left.
I
left Pennsylvania and moved back to Arizona and just made a business out of it. I closed a bunch of huge deals for KPMG. I got massive commissions, like almost $1 million in commissions in 1 year, and allocated a certain percentage of that. And I mean, this is a long story. I don't want to take up all the time here about the topic, but long story short, the way we were buying, selling commercial real estate, nursing homes and stuff, I was sending faxes out overnight because phone rates were cheaper to everybody who owned these buildings all over the country, and telling me we want to buy it. Your property. And that's how we were buying property all over the country, brokering it essentially for a consulting portion of KPMG. And then I applied those skills to buying rural vacant land in Arizona, and it worked like a dream. Nobody was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We were buying thousands of properties and reselling them on eBay from minute one. Mm-hmm. And it was a huge success. We generated, to date, we've generated more, Jill and I now, I'm skipping a lot of steps here. We did great until about the thing crashed in 2008. There was a huge lull between like 2009 and in 2011, mm-hmm. Jill and I decided to work together. And that's when everything changed. What was missing. Was it nine?
What year are we? 19.
So she brought in an element of customer service.
10. I started dabbling in it in 10.
Completed the company.
Yeah.
So I was doing great and had the mechanics down, but it wasn't a real company. It was just run by me. You know, it was half done. And Jill brought some magic to it that I couldn't. And
thank you.
And geez, I don't know how many deals we've done together. Thousands and thousands.
Thanks.
Now we're doing huge deals. I mean, huge house deals. You're making a couple $100,000 per properties now in some cases. So that's how that first property, I just got hooked. And, you know, if I would have had the resources that we provide at Land Academy back then, it would have taken me 2 years to get what took me 2 decades.
Mm-hmm.
And not just the Land Academy resources, but the internet the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Is that long-winded?
That was great. Thank you.
It hurts a little.
If you don't mind, we have a show to do too. I didn't want to interrupt though. By the way,
today's topic, the 3 business owner essentials and how I don't think they're actually what you think. This is the meat of the show. You go first. I've just talked for like half hour, it seems.
All right. So I was thinking, wait, back up. You gave me a little intro about what you think the business owner essentials. You said you're at this level. What did you say?
I said, so let's say you're an Land Academy member. You've done 10, 25, maybe 10 to 25 deals.
Right.
You've accumulated a nice bank balance. You're 100% convinced this works. And you're saying stuff, you probably still have a job. And you're saying sentences in the morning to yourself like this. Wow, this really works. And going to this job today is really cutting in to me actually making some serious money. I need a little more time. And if I could just get organized and stuff, I really think I could make a whole business out of this. If that's where you are, here's the 3 things you need to know.
Okay, mine are going to be different than yours.
Yeah.
Okay, so of course, it should be. Mine is number one. I'm reordering my instruction. Number one is direction and clear goals. I wrote that as number three, but I'm going to moving that up to my number one. My number two is the right equipment and software. And I'm thinking about our struggles, things that we've had to do. Man, if you've got a slow computer and the wrong equipment and you can't get things even just done, that could sink the ship. That's my number two. And then my number three, when you're ready for it, is a team that's strong and empowered.
That's it. You know what mine are?
What are yours?
Variations of that.
Oh, good.
Number one.
So I'm not too far off from you.
I think they're really close, maybe the same, but I would describe them differently.
Okay, what's yours?
Number one, and if you've gotten to 25 deals, you have a version of this anyway, but you need to kick it up a notch. You need a budget and a schedule. And you need to be real clear about your budget. And you need to go into executing this budget like hell or high water. We are going to hit this budget. Remember Joe Martin, you interviewed him, and he's like, I'm going to quit my job a year from now. I'm going
to
put...
And he did it to like the day.
Gross $1 million.
Next year
is
$1 million.
To the day it all happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
he did it, man.
It happen.
Yeah.
So...
That's true.
You need to have a budget, and you need to... Whatever... If you have a goal of making $1 million in 365 days...
Right.
The budget and the schedule tie together. You need to look at that end date and then work it all the way backwards.
Okay.
Day by day. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Number two, nothing will happen in this 365 day period at this level of your career unless you have somebody right next to you that you trust, that you're willing to have a lot of patience with, and you want to season or groom to eventually be you. And it's so much harder than it sounds.
It's true.
Because that person, we teach this in Land Academy 2.0, there's you at the top, there's this person under you, and then all these deals.
Mm-hmm.
So it all rolls up to that person, and then it gets to you, the essential stuff, the stuff that that person can't make, the decisions they can't make, like, should we really do this deal?
Right.
We're going to pull the trigger on this deal, yes or no? Right at the end, yes or no? You need to be making those decisions for quite some time until that person you're seasoning can make them on their own. Or where you can go on vacation and say, I know we're going to do these 32 deals while I'm gone, and you can do them.
Right.
That's going to take 2 years.
Right.
So don't kick yourself if it takes maybe even 3 years.
Right.
It'll take at least 2 years, let's say. And the chances are you're going to go through about four people before you get that right person.
It's true.
We just had a conversation with a guy who's hired his mother to be in this position.
Yeah.
And I really questioned that decision.
I said that. Like, what if it doesn't work out? How do you let her down?
This is the kind of stuff we teach.
I'm letting you go as my assistant, but not my mom.
And number three, I cannot emphasize this enough, and it's something that's on no one's radar, and Jill never said a word about it. If you don't like computers or don't understand computers, not just Excel, or don't have patience for computers, if you're one of these people that says, I have a lot of patience for my kids, but, I really want to throw my computer out of the window every single day, this will never work. You are going to be on a computer 15 hours a day, and you're going to make it your best friend and make it your own, or it's going to own you. And Jill and I, about 80% of the customer service that happens on Land Academy is something like this. I can't log into your website. I forgot my password.
Exactly.
How do you start this video?
Yeah.
I can't hear you guys.
I can't find something.
I can see you, but I can't hear you.
Yeah.
It's all kindergarten level computer stuff.
Right.
So, and if I sound a little angry about it, it's because I am. It's really frustrating.
I wasn't too far off. The way you describe it, I called it the right equipment and the software.
Yeah.
And having the right tools that you know how to operate. And if you don't know how to operate, you need to learn. That's it.
If you've done 25 deals, you're past it.
Isn't that funny? You and I don't, it's fun. I know our team looks at us going, what the heck? Because we walk in and we're not the normal, I think.
The vast majority of the people who are my age, and not everybody, just, they can't turn its computer on.
Exactly.
So for whatever reason,
like we do.
For whatever reason, you and I, and very separately, like on separate coasts during the 80s.
Grew up like that.
Just learned how to use computers, and I just have a natural knack for it. I don't know why. I didn't try, or my high school computer teacher was really hot. And I think that's truly why.
Oh, me, I just think, well, I was raised by a pilot. Uh-huh. So I'm not afraid to crack something open and figure it out. It's not my dream. It's like, I'm not one of those people that I'm going to take apart the toaster, because there's kids like that
that's
do
me.
That.
I took apart the toaster.
I didn't take apart the toaster. But if I had to take apart the toaster, I'm not afraid of it. I would figure it out and lay it all out, and I knew how to put it back together.
I've seen you do this stuff.
Thank you. I can take apart the toaster if I have to. So
best,
I think
Joe.
That's it. Thank
you're like
you.
My dream girl.
Thank
I mean
you.
It.
Thank you.
Who says that?
Aww.
What girl says, oh, I could take apart the toaster and fix it if I needed to, but
yeah.
I don't want to.
I don't really want to, but I could. Thank you.
I see everything in a schematic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're, you know, a schematic like of a, mm-hmm. let's say, like a doorknob, how you just, all the parts and just expand, like
right.
an engineering skew.
See, I could do that. I could take it apart. I would know, and I would be real. How I do is I would be very meticulous about it. The cover goes here, and I would work out all the parts. So when I go back to put it all back together, the parts are all laid out, and I put them there. I do that with everything. You know, that's very interesting.
Maybe that's
part of the mentality.
It is.
Maybe because
I do that with a real estate deal.
Yeah.
Without knowing it.
I'm trying to think when I'm learning a new program. You know what? Like OBS. Let's just say for our videos, I'm learning OBS. Well, I've learned OBS enough that I need for whatever. But I remember sitting down first going, okay, I have to connect the camera first and this second and that third. Then we have the audio. And then I kind of remember the order. And that's it.
Yep.
So, interesting.
Computers are here to stay,
yeah.
as well as the internet. And
yeah.
10 years from now,
who knows?
I can't even imagine how much easier and more efficient this is going to be. The anatomy of the deal is never going to change.
Right.
Acquisitions, engineering, and sales. And the real estate part of this will probably there's not much variance in our lifetimes. But how these deals get done and how you run through due diligence and stuff will dramatically change.
Sure.
You know, there's 150
easier,
million
hopefully.
Properties in this country.
Mm-hmm.
It's a finite database. It's not this infinite thing. You know, you drive down the freeway and you're like, oh my gosh, there's like 5,000 parcels out there.
Right.
It's finite. And the databases are done. They're finished. And people like Realtor.com and Datatree and RealQuest have created the databases, and they're complete and they're done.
Right.
It's just up to us to use that data to put a bunch of dough in the bank.
Thank you. Pretty simple. Thank you.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we discuss money should rule all of the decisions that you make in your business.
Yep. And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
You have a lot to say about that, man.
Yeah.
Where'd all that come from?
Too much talking.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what? You know where it comes from?
What?
The trials and tribulations of running a real estate investment crew since 1999.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, since we started Land Academy in 2015, watching other people do it.
Yeah.
And I feel bad. This computer thing, I just feel bad. There's some real talented people that just can't grasp it for some reason.
I personally don't know. It's like I even watch our people. You can't give up. When I say our people, I mean our staff. Like it's like you have to find it in yourself to force yourself to go get the answer. It's out there.
It's out there. The answer's
out
there.
There.
The truth is
really
out there.
Really, probably nothing that you couldn't even. Performing a surgery because you're, you know, maybe you're lost in the woods and you're, I don't know. Let's just imagine.
You're lost in the woods
with a cell phone connection. And you trip and your bone's sticking out.
You have to Rambo surgery yourself.
Exactly. I bet you could YouTube this and find some twigs, you know, whatever. It's probably out there. So there's kind of no excuses, especially.
I agree.
The bottom line is anything that we need, that's it. And people just give up. And But you have to find it in yourself. I don't care who you are or how old you are, to if you sit down and you say, I will learn this.
Look at her.
So what? I know.
She's
thank you.
Mad.
I am mad. This
you're
is
like
this
mom,
is my
your mom mad.
My right motivational, inspirational coming out right now. You can do it, and you know you can. Don't give up.
Mom's mad again.
I am mad.
I agree.
It takes you, I don't care if it takes you 2 days. Sit down, watch the video 18 times, pause it however many times you have to. You will get this.
It's true.
Thank you.
There are people who have patience for certain stuff and not patience. Like, I'm no exception. There's tons of stuff I have zero patience for. Zero.
Same here.
But computers happen to not be one of those things.
So what? If you don't have the patience for it, get over it. It's going to take you longer, and that's okay. That's just how it is. Hey, wherever you are watching or listening, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.